Right.
Thank you for calling customer service. This is Erica. How can I help you today?
Right. Okay, very good then.
Can you hold on for me 1 second?
Of course, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. You have a great day. Bye-bye. Hello?
Hi, this is Erica. How can I help you today? Thank you for calling customer service.
I'm sorry, Erica. Where am I calling to?
We are a third-party call center that offers customer service to multiple companies, but I would be happy to help you today, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Say that again. What is this?
We are a third-party call center that offers customer service to multiple companies. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm just calling because I got some charges from you guys.
All right, ma'am. Well, I'd be more than happy to assist you. Can I please have your zip code so I can pull your account up?
Yes, 11704.
11704. Thank you so very much, ma'am. I do appreciate that. And whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Mercedes Amaya, and I don't know why you guys charge my credit card.
All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Amaya, for that information. I do appreciate it. And Ms. Amaya, can you please verify your shipping address for me?
It is 146 Arthur Avenue, West Babylon, New York, 11704.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I do appreciate that. And let's see what we have going on here. So it does look like on the 25th of December, there was an order placed for the Hype Watch fitness watch. It is a a fitness watch that tracks your heart rate, your calories burned throughout the day, as well as your steps throughout the day and your sleep cycle. It was a 14-day trial, and after the 14 days, you were charged the end of trial price of $59.97 for the watch that you received on the 28th of December. And I also see that you purchased the Hype Pods. Those are like the ear pods that are Bluetooth. They do have a high battery life and good sound quality. And there was also a lifetime warranty added to this as well, ma'am.
Okay, so you guys are charging me for that meantime I never got that stuff.
Ma'am, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Yes, I never got that stuff. I remember doing that on that's an email that you guys sent me, right?
I don't know if you did it through email. I can't tell that, just through your account, ma'am. But I do see that it was delivered on the 2nd of January.
Right, I never got that stuff. Okay.
I would be happy to reship it to you, ma'am.
No, I don't want that. You guys need to give me the credit back. And I do recall doing that, but I never got that stuff. So
okay.
Can you cancel this and give me my refund back then?
Well, let's see. You know, I could give you a 35% refund on these products,
well,
and
I need the entire refund. So you guys charged me twice then.
No, ma'am, we charged you for the ear pods and the watch. It
I
wasn't
don't need
just
that. I never got that either, okay? So please take that off my account. Please give me my refund back.
All right, ma'am. Even if I could do 50% off or give you a 50% refund?
What?
I say I can give you a 50% refund.
You said 50% refund?
Yes, ma'am. I can give you a 50% refund on these products.
No, you need to give me the 100% refund because I never got that stuff.
Okay, ma'am, hold on 1 second. I'm going to put you on a brief hold and I'll be right back, okay?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Ma'am, I'm still here. I'm just working on your account. I do appreciate your patience. Thank you so very much. I'm going to put you back on hold, and I'll be right back, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just canceling everything out for you. Do please bear with me, and I am seeing what I can do about that refund for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. I'm still here, ma'am. Like I said, I'm just working on your account and talking to my supervisors about what I can do for you. I do appreciate your patience.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. So I have canceled you out. Let's see here. And I will be able to refund you everything except a $9.95 restocking fee for the product because we're showing that it was delivered.
How much refund are you going to refund my credit card back the money or what?
Yes, I'm going to refund everything except a $9.95 restocking fee. So everything like $10. Hold on one sec. Well, I'm working on canceling your account out, and then I'm going to do the refunds for you. I'm going to issue the refunds for you, so just please bear with me for a moment, okay?
Okay.
But I am going to be able to refund you. All right, ma'am, would you like your cancellation confirmation number that does prove that you are canceled out and that you will not receive any further charges and that, you know, you will be refunded?
What is the total refund that you're going to apply me back?
Okay, ma'am, hold on one second. It would be a grand total of $123.85.
So $123.85, you say, right?
Yes, ma'am. And that should be on your bank account within 3 to 5 business days. So there is that. Go ahead, ma'am.
123 what?
85.
Okay. So you cancel me out of all this and you're sending me that, you're applying that refund back to my credit card.
That is correct, ma'am. Would you like your cancellation confirmation number?
Please. 1 second.
Okay, hold on 1 second for me.
What's the confirmation number?
It's going to be C as in Charlie. 7, C as in Charlie. 6, E as in Echo. 27. Zero, C as in Charlie. 7,
okay.
F as in Frank.
All right, so that's C as in Charles, 7, C as in Charles, 6, E as in Edward, 27, 0, C as in Charles, 7, F as in Frank.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct. You will be refunded in 3 to 5 business days, and you will receive no more. You will receive no further charges and no further products.
Okay. What's your name?
Erica.
What's your last name, Erica?
I cannot give you my last name, ma'am. I'm sorry.
All right. So if I don't see that refund within 3 days, I'll be calling back, right?
All right, ma'am. I do hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling customer service.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.